The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, we will catch up with Mickey Mellon in a moment or two. Tranmere fans are going to all sorts of lengths to get to this game on Sunday. Playoff final at Wembley against Forest Green. Now, let's chat with one man who's really circumnavigating the globe to get here. He's coming from New Zealand. It's Stuart Dye. Morning to you, Stuart.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Great, thank you. So, just give us a bit of your background. You're living in New Zealand now?
That's right, yeah. Moved out here from the Wirral about nearly 15 years ago now.
Mad Tranmere fan?
Yeah. Certainly probably no madder than most of them. But yeah, looked like too good an opportunity to miss this one. So, 17 years since Wembley, so thought, God, can't miss it.
So 15 years ago, you moved out, as you say. In 2000, I would imagine you were at Wembley watching John Aldridge lead the side out.
I was indeed, yeah. I certainly travelled down for that one. And a great day out, sad result, but a great day out. Just kind of thought with this one, well, you know, in a few years' time, I won't remember saving a few hundred dollars, a few hundred pounds, but I'll certainly remember being at Wembley.
So what are your plans, Stuart? Because you are coming over specifically just for this.
That's right, yeah. So I'll fly out, I'll fly out New Zealand time tomorrow afternoon. So I'll land in London at about 7 o'clock Saturday morning. I got Saturday there, Sunday, obviously, for the game, and then flying out Monday about lunchtime, just after lunchtime.
So you're probably on the plane longer than you're actually in England.
Yeah. I was trying to do the calculations there, and I think I'm actually, well, it's about 55 hours travelling there and back, and I think I'm probably actually in London about 56 hours. So just about longer in the country.
How many Tranmere fans do you know out in New Zealand?
Well, my brother lives here, so that's two of us. And other than that, I think I did meet one other guy who actually tweeted me when he saw that I was doing this. He sent me a message saying he lives here and he's another fan. So there's three of us, so we'll start the local supporters association soon.
Is there a way of watching Tranmere out there or not?
No, not really. Well, no, Tranmere player, and there's obviously a few streaming sites, but they'd be illegal, so I wouldn't go near them. But suffice to say, I have come across one or two and seen a couple of games, but of course, that's kind of sitting up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to watch them, so it's not the best of time.
Yeah, well, back to front on the time is what would it mean to you, Stuart, for Tranmere to get back in the Football League?
Oh, it'd just be terrific, wouldn't it? I mean, you know, I think heartbroken when we dropped down in 2015, and I know everyone will feel that. It felt like, you know, just our history felt betrayed somehow, and I just was absolutely gutted. And it's going to be a monumental day. And I mean, a few people have asked me here, what if your team loses? But I'm not even thinking of that. I'm not thinking that. We're just going to get there and we're going to go for it.
Was this just something you couldn't miss? It didn't matter what was going to happen. You were going to come from New Zealand regardless.
Yeah. You sound a bit like my partner there who's got the two kids saying, do you really have to go? Do you really have to? We were quite fortunate timing, actually. We'd just sold a house, and we didn't sell it, so I could come to the game, but we just sold it. So we had a bit of spare cash at the time. So I was like, right, I'm jumping on that. Cannot miss it.
Oh, brilliant. Well, look, I hope the trip goes comfortably for you. All those hours on the plane, I'm sure will be worth it at the end of the day. Tranmere Rovers at Wembley. It's got a certain ring about it, hasn't it, Stuart?
It certainly has. I cannot wait for it. And good luck to the boys. And I hope everyone has a fantastic day down there.
Safe travelling. Mickey Mellon's coming on in a moment or two. I will relay your story to him.
Cheers, Steve.
Take care. That's Stuart Dye, who's setting off from New Zealand in the next, 24 hours? And he's going to be spending longer on the plane than he is in England by the time he leaves to go back to New Zealand after that playoff final involving Tranmere Rovers. Right, let's talk to the man who's making sure Stuart's dreams come true. Mickey Mellon. Morning, Mickey.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. I don't know whether you just heard Stuart there. So Stuart is a former Wirral resident who's been living in New Zealand for 15 years, and he is coming over tomorrow, spending 55 hours on the plane in total just to get here to watch your team and then flying back to New Zealand. Worldwide interest in this one, Mickey.
Yeah, that's terrific. I mean, there's been loads of stories like that. We've got the one, there's a guy coming from Vietnam. He's coming, going to Wembley, and then after the game, he's on the next flight to Vietnam. So he's actually just coming for the game. So, yes, it's we know the level of support we have, and the players are well aware of it, but the staff are well aware of it. So we know what we're representing. That's what makes the job so worthwhile. You know, it's such a fantastic club, and the fans love the club. Have so much affection for it. It makes us very proud to be able to represent them. To be honest,
it just feels like an unmissable occasion, this one.
Well, that's what I said at the end of the second playoff game. I believe that it had to be celebrated. Obviously, we know there was work still to be done, but to take this club to Wembley and for the fans to get that opportunity, because it's been so long since the last time that we've been there, I think that's what had to happen. But now, of course, we're all back down to earth now. We're going to enjoy going to Wembley, but we've got work to do, and we want to make sure that we finish the job now. So, but it looks like it's going to be a fantastic day.
There must be a certain amount of pride for yourself, third manager to leave Tranmere out at Wembley. Pride, but of course, as you say there, you've got to do the job.
Yeah, I'm very proud that I'm going to be the manager when we, like you say, it's been so long and there's only been three managers that would have done it. But I can be quite honest and say it isn't really about me. It's not how I am. It's about trying to get Tranmere Rovers back into the Football League again. I don't take any real personal reward other than if we achieve what we want to do, it'll be fantastic. But it's not about sort of little milestones for myself. I'm just fully focused on trying to get us over the line and back into the Football League.
Lots of the players won't have experienced something like a Wembley occasion. Have you sort of spent some time telling them to just enjoy the occasion?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's where your coaching comes in, because all the time and the way that we train and the way that we play, we tell the players that they've got to focus on their jobs. It's important that they only focus on their jobs, because everything else outside of their jobs or what they do for the team is irrelevant. So when you come to occasions like this, that doesn't change for them. They're told that they have to play in a certain way or try and achieve a certain thing when they get the ball or when they haven't got the ball. And that's all they focus on. And where they do that and in what environment they do that and how big the game is doesn't matter. You just concentrate on your job, do your job, and get the job done. And that's what will help them on occasions like this, because they'll know that, well, actually, this is what I've got to do. This is what I'm expected to do. So they'll be so busy focused on that, we won't allow their minds to drift onto what people may believe, how big the game is and all the rest of it. It's about getting your job done.
Can you take anything from the previous experience you've had with Fleetwood?
You take experience from all the games, all the big games that you've taken part in. And what I'm trying to use my experience is in when the big games have came, we've encouraged the players' mentality to be just what I've just explained to you, and it's absolutely helped them. Just get on with your job. Mm. What else is irrelevant? Get on with it and go and enjoy being good at your job, if you like. And then the rewards will come at the end.
Having a look at what you've achieved this season, 95 points. You had a raft of injuries to deal with at the same time. Do you feel like you really have set a marker down with what you have achieved, given maybe some of the external problems that you've had with injuries, the number of games you've had to play, etc., etc.?
Well, we have. I mean, it's been an unusually bad amount of injuries. I think we've got 5 cruciate knee ligament injuries and 2 broken legs at the minute.
That's
and they're all players that you would probably play. They would be looking to fight for the places with the players that are in the team at the minute, and you wouldn't really be surprised if any of these sort of 7 played. But we've never really moaned about it, because another thing that we say is if we bring you to the football club, you're brought to play first team football. So get on with it and do that. But it has been unbelievable, the amount of injuries. I mean, we're getting one serious injury a week at one stage, and we'll look into that and see if there's anything that we can do any different. But none of them are really impact injuries, except maybe the two of the broken legs were tackles. So we'll have a look at that. But the lads have done brilliant to keep going forward and lose so many good players. Might have been tough if we never just said to them, like, well, look, get on with it. It's about you get on with the job and you carry the team forward now.
Strange situation. Just finally, I bet you're looking forward to seeing the smiles on the Tranmere fans' faces at Wembley.
Well, we're already seeing them now. So it's
all week, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to it's good to see a happy football club, you know, because football is tough and there's a lot of hard work goes into very, very little reward, really, when you think of it. There's a lot more ups, a lot more downs, if you like, than ups, sorry, in football. So when they come along, you're going to make sure that you enjoy them. We'll keep focused and enjoy all the good feeling at the minute. But we absolutely know that there's still a job to be done at Wembley. We're really looking forward to it. But we're going to go there fully focused and try and deliver league football again.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.